This is Delaware Valley High School Football on YNY.
It is halftime here at Warrior Stadium, Delaware Valley hosting Scranton in the final game of the regular season. And it's time now for the Weinstein, Zimmerman, and Oliger halftime show. If you've been injured in Pennsylvania, New York, or New Jersey, call the law firm of Weinstein, Zimmerman, and Oliger at 570-296-7300 or visit wzolaw.com. They are your tri-state trial team. I'm Kevin Halpiny. A little bit later on the halftime show, we'll send it back to the field where Paul Garrity and Craig Brown will break down the first half of action and get you ready for the final 24 minutes of Delaware Valley and Scranton. But right now on the halftime show, we have a very special interview to bring you. Tonight's football game is not the only big-time competition going on the campus this weekend. Tomorrow morning, Delaware Valley High School's Quiz Bowl team will host the fifth tri-state tussle. Registration starts at 8, and the first Quiz Bowl matches start at 9 a.m. Teams from 10 different schools will be competing tomorrow, and some of the top finishers will qualify for national competition. So to get you ready for the tri-state tussle, we're joined by two players from the Delaware Valley High School Quiz Bowl team. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is introduce yourselves and tell me what grade you're in.
My name is Darius Bermudez. I am a senior at Delaware Valley High School.
I am J.D. Flick. I am a junior at Delaware Valley High School.
Darius, Mr. DeVizia tells me that you're the team captain. Give me an idea of what that role is. You know, what's your responsibility as the team captain?
The Quiz Bowl is a very team-based sport, so cooperation is very important in order for the team to work fluidly. The team captain really takes a responsibility when it comes to answering bonus questions, where they will be the one to give the answer to the moderator.
I'm glad you brought up the bonus question, because what I wanted you to also do, Darius, is kind of give us an overview of what Quiz Bowl is.
Well, usually there'll be two teams going against each other. There'll be a moderator who asks what we'll call toss-up questions. And during these toss-up questions, players will be listening in, and when they think they know it, they will buzz in and give an answer. If the answer is correct, then their team will get three extra bonus questions where they can talk to each other and communicate in order to figure out the answer.
JD, tell me a little bit about what is the atmosphere like at a Quiz Bowl? What's the competition like?
It's kind of tense, to be honest. It's a good kind of tense, though. It's anxiety-producing, sure, but it's a good kind of anxiety. Once you get a question, it's the best ray of relief ever, especially if you get it super early, which is called a power. If you get a question really early, then the wave of relief is insane. It's amazing.
Now, do you get any point benefits for power?
Yes. A normal toss-up, if you get it at the end, is 10 points, but if you get it earlier in the question, like I said, you get a power, and that's 5 extra points, so 15 points.
Now, tell me a little bit about subject. Are you guys kind of responsible for specific subjects? Is there any subject, JD, that you're particularly strong with?
Anything except history. There are plenty of other people on the team who take care of history, and that's not my thing.
Is there any question or topic that when you hear the moderator start asking the question, you know, like, this is your strength and you kind of get excited to hit that buzzer?
Architecture, psychology, actually most of the social sciences except for economics, and sometimes science. It depends on the science question.
Darius, how about you? What's your strongest subject?
I consider myself more of a literature player and a fine arts player, so whenever I hear the ask about a certain novel or an author or a piece of music, I'll tune in a little bit more to make sure I can try and get it. And then as JD was mentioning, that other gaps such as history and geography, we have other members of the team like Lucas Helms and Adon Young who will be more strong suited for those kind of questions.
Darius, tell me a little bit about the preparation. What kind of practice time do you guys spend, and how do you prepare yourself mentally for a Quiz Bowl?
We have team practices usually two times a week, but when we're at home, we try to practice as well. One avenue I like to do is I create presentations based off certain subjects, and that'll help me in order to learn it by teaching it. So I will focus in on a certain topic like operas, and I'll try to find out some key ones that usually come up in Quiz Bowl, and I'll try to also help my teammates learn it as well.
Some of our listeners may remember this, some may not, so I'll remind them. Darius, you won the Tri-State Spelling Bee, probably feels like forever ago. We broadcast it 4 years ago. You're not a stranger to academic competitions or being kind of in the spotlight. Have you ever gotten used to it?
With time, the anxiety to finish lessons and you get less stressed for it and more comfortable with the atmosphere, but there's definitely still a level of stress that's there that doesn't really go away.
Now, how did you get involved in Quiz Bowl? And JD, we'll start with you.
My mom went to a parent-teacher conference, right? And Mr. DeVizio was my math teacher. So I don't know how they got on the topic, but Mr. DeVizio eventually said, oh, JD should come out for Quiz Bowl. And then my mom relayed that message to me. And since I was basically getting off from running at the time, I was like, you know what? Why not?
Darius, how about you? How did you get involved?
It's actually a really strange story. I didn't have Mr. DeVizio as a math teacher. I had Mr. Kosolsky. And one morning, Mr. K came to me and he said that Mr. DeVizio wanted to talk to me. And I went to Mr. DeVizio and he said that someone recommended me for Quiz Bowl. And I started joining practice and I became a regular member. And later on, I asked Mr. DeVizio who recommended me. And he didn't know who. So I'm not really sure who got me into Quiz Bowl, but here I am now.
GD, I asked Darius if he's gotten used to this stage over the years. How about you? You've been doing the Quiz Bowl for a number of years now. Is it any easier now than it was your freshman year?
Way easier. I would say in my freshman year, I didn't know anything. I barely buzzed. I negged a lot. And now this year, I'm getting decent amount of points in practice. So a lot has changed. I've gotten more confident. I've gotten better.
Explain negged. I caught that. What does that mean?
Negged means you interrupt a question with the incorrect answer. So say the question was Albert Einstein and you interrupt it with Stephen Hawking, then you would get minus 5 points.
Darius, do you guys have any responsibilities at this event besides just competing when you guys are hosting it?
For the A team itself, we do help set up, we're going to come early and help put up signs, make sure everyone knows where to go, things run fluidly. But we also have a lot of people on the sidelines like doing scorekeeping and moderating that are going to be taking a lot of the work off of the members so that they can play and focus on the game itself.
What do you enjoy most about competing in Quiz Bowl, Darius?
It can be really fun at times. You may not expect it to, even either as a spectator or a player. And you also find that a lot of the things that come up in Quiz Bowl end up also coming up in school and regular life, and you can apply what you learn from both sides to either side.
JD, how about you? What do you enjoy most about competing in Quiz Bowl?
I enjoy the thrill of getting a question correct. I'm kind of chase it, I guess. So that's pretty much it. And I, like Darius said, I learn stuff that'll help me in school, that'll help me in life. So it's really an all-around thing that helps benefit me the most.
In sports, especially at the high school level, a team will have like a rival. You know, they'll make a big deal about a particular opponent. Is the same true in Quiz Bowl? Do you guys, JD, do you guys have a rival?
I would say our rival is honestly Wallen Pawpack, since they're the closest to us and the best team closest to us. That would probably be our rival. Any school that's really tough to play against is our rival, actually. So, like last year, Ithaca was really good. Troy High School was really good. They're both from New York. Those were our rivals. Those were people that we had to strive to beat.
Darius, JD mentioned Ithaca and Troy. Are there any other schools coming to the Tri-State Tussle that you guys are particularly looking forward to maybe competing against?
Definitely looking forward to competing against those and Wallen Pawpack. Lakeland and Marieven are also really tough teams to go up against, so we really want to show off our own team and also prove that we can stand up against them as well.
JD, Darius mentioned a couple of your other teammates. Anybody else on the Quiz Bowl team you guys want to maybe give a shout out to during the interview?
I would like to shout out my classmate and honestly friend, Adam Canterman. He is very good. He's a history buff. He's absolutely insanely smart. And there's also Michaela Courtwright, who is a sophomore this year. She's also very good. She's probably one of our best, if not the best, mythology player that we have.
Darius, anybody else you want to mention on the team?
There's also Bergen Dove, who is the younger brother of the captain from last year, and he brings a lot of fun to the team as well as being a really good member.
Darius, you're a senior. Have you thought yet about what you'd like to do after graduation?
I'm considering going to a college to major in accounting, actually.
Any particular inspiration to get into accounting?
I would say my accounting teacher for the past 2 years, Mrs. Dennis, has really shown me the topic and how versatile it can be. So I say that if there is inspiration, it'd be from her.
Now, JD, I know you're a year away, but have you thought about what you'd like to do after high school?
I think I want to be either a professor of social sciences, specifically psychology or sociology, or even something more creative, like a film director or maybe even an artist. But yeah.
Really?
Yes.
So a lot of different options. Any particular strong inspirations for one of those paths?
Being a professor combines two of my favorite things, teaching people and doing research. And being a film director is just something that, I don't know, I just feel like I should do and feel like that would be a good path for me and that would kind of be rewarding.
All right, guys, just a couple more questions. I understand that the Quiz Bowl season goes pretty much all year. Looking ahead, what are some of your team goals, or are there other events you guys are looking forward to, JD?
I'm hoping that we qualify for HSNCT or PACE. Those are the two national competitions. We would like to have somebody or two people qualify for IPNCT, so individual player national competition. Those are our goals.
Darius, how about you? What are you looking forward to the rest of the season?
In addition to nationals, I'm also looking forward to competing in the WVIA's Classic Scrimmage, where we hope to take first place. It should be really cool.
Do you guys get a lot of feedback around school? Do the other kids in school know about Quiz Bowl? You know, do you guys get a lot of support from your classmates?
We do, especially around the time where Scottsdale Scrimmage airs. A lot of our classmates will watch it and tell us like how cool we did for answering a question, or they'll support us.
Last question for you both is, what does it mean to you to be a warrior? And JD, we'll start with you.
A warrior is somebody who doesn't quit. A warrior is somebody that when the going gets tough, so to speak, the tough gets going. And that's really what a warrior is.
Darius, how about you? What does it mean to you to be a warrior?
A warrior is also being part of a community of other warriors and supporting each other and making sure we don't fall down and keep on going forward. And that's a really important part about being a warrior for me.
Darius Bermudez, JD Flick, thank you guys so much for your time. Good luck in the Quiz Bowl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Darius Bermudez and JD Flick joining us. Again, the Tri-State Tussle is tomorrow morning at Delaware Valley High School, 8 o'clock registration. The first matches begin at 9 a.m. It should be a great event. Good luck to the Delaware Valley teams as they try to qualify for the Nationals. We're going to take a quick break here on the Weinstein, Zimmerman, and Oliger halftime show. When we get back, we'll send it back to the field. Paul Garrity and Craig Brown will rejoin us and get you ready for half number two of Delaware Valley and Scranton. Warriors football coming to you live here on YNY, presented by Operation PJ Pride.
What is Operation PJ Pride?